Yes, we've added livestock, and we've added a farm scavenger hunt. So those are a couple that we've added, and we're going to feed them lunch, and they're going to stay here afterwards. So it's going to make a little bit longer day, but they're already out here. We figured we could add a little bit more safety on the farm. So that was totally Graham's idea, though,
Right, that's right.
and he's made that happen. So it's been real good.
How many kids? All the fourth graders here today, right?
All the fourth grade, we have six classes of 25, 27 in each class. So about 125, 130 is, I think, what we're looking at.
And they get exposed. Some probably their first time on a farm.
Yes. So whenever they first got here, that was one of the questions I asked, how many live on a farm? And there was a few hands that raised, and then I said, how many have never been on a farm? And there was more than had been on there. So it's a good experience for them. And that way, if they're ever on a farm in the future, they know things to do, safety wise for that.
And to have the lunch here, I think it just adds to it because it's all part of the farm experience. And you got some bales of straw up there. I know Vincent Farms, I think, helped you with those.
Yes, so we had Kentucky Farm Bureau is here, and they're helping. They're the ones providing lunch. H&R's here. They're the one that's doing tractor safety. So we have a lot of different people in the community. We have Pennyryhill Electric. We have the fire department, so Montgomery Fire Department. So we have a lot of people out here that are just lending and helping. They brought in the hay bales. They'll have a place to sit, and it's a wonderful day for it too. So
Nothing like a picnic under the shade tree on a farm. It's nothing like that.
Absolutely. So that's what they. Whenever I said, "Well, we'll just have them in here, and we'll go ahead and have lunch, and they can take a little bit of a break," and they said, "What a perfect time to sit out here and." And enjoy the farm.